I want a no shot. How you doing? What, you don't like the no shot, man? Hallelujah. Praise God. You have your Bibles with you tonight? Open your Bibles with me tonight to Philippians chapter 3. The Lord dropped something in my heart. How many are going through things in their life they need help with? Amen. All right? You know, God has given us a helper. Amen. Amen. And I want to start a new series is on our helper, the Holy Spirit, okay? And every time I try to get off the Holy Ghost, God brings me right back to the Holy Ghost. Because God gave us the Holy Spirit to help us. And if we do not recognize the Holy Spirit, we go without help. And we try to do it on our own. How many know we can't do it on our own? Amen. Every time I try to do it on my own, I kind of fall a little bit short. Is there anybody else like me in the room? Amen. Amen. So I'm learning to trust him more and trust his helper more. You know, when we read the scripture, it says the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord and he finds the light in his way. We find the light in our way when we find the leading of the Holy Spirit that leads us to our steps. And usually when we don't follow the steps of the Holy Spirit, we usually trip up somewhere along the line. Amen. So what we're doing tonight, we're going to go to Philippians chapter 3. And as we're just going to start and build up and build up and build up and build up. And I think as we're building up, we're going to have an explosion. Amen. Amen. How many likes explosion? I want to see a Holy Ghost explosion. Okay. Amen. So in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 1. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Philippi, he says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, it is not grievous, but for you it is safe." He said, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision, people that direct you. For we are of the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. This is where we're going to focus tonight. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Amen. Amen. So first thing we want to look at is with the Jews, there was an outward circumcision. But we're talking about a circumcision inwardly. So first on this circumcision, there's a circumcision of the heart. Of the heart. In Jeremiah chapter 4, say amen when you get there. The prophet Jeremiah is prophesying this to the children of Israel. And when he was prophesying this to the children of Israel, he was saying, even though you have an outward circumcision, it won't work unless you have an inward circumcision. Unless you have a change of heart, you'll still go the same direction. You know, I was going down life's highway this direction, and I did a reverse and went totally the opposite way. Amen. And think about it, when I was walking this direction, I was in there's all kinds of people that associated with me and things that we were doing together. But when the Lord came into my life and my heart and I did a reverse, a lot of my buddies and friends didn't want to follow me any longer. But what I had in front of me was not that it was better than them, because God still loves them and I still love them, but God had better plans for my life and he has better plans for your life. So what the word of God tells us in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse number 4, he said, "Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings." Amen. In other words, it can't be just head knowledge. Amen. This walk with the Lord is heart knowledge. Amen. I don't know about you, but my head gets me in trouble. Sometimes I think I know too much. Anybody been there before? Amen. So he's speaking about the circumcision of the Spirit in Romans chapter 2. Paul gives a little more edification here to bring some understanding. He says in verse number 28, he says, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise of men, not of men, but of God. Amen? So even the Jews were required to have the circumcision of the heart. Now, they didn't even have it anywhere like we've got it, because all they had is the Spirit upon them. But as a child of God, you've got the Spirit in you. Amen. The Bible says that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. He shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwells in you. Yep. Amen. This quickening power of the Spirit of God. I'm so grateful I have a helper. How about you? Amen. Amen. I don't know what I would do without my helper. Amen. So he says to us in the flesh that we're dealing with in Colossians chapter 2. The apostle warns the church at Colossae in verse number 8. He says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and the putting off of the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead. And for anybody that may be interested in, we're having a baptism service next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday, following the morning service, we'll have a baptism service. And if anybody would like to be baptized or have some family that would like to be baptized, let me know and we get this into your hands, what to be prepared with. And then we'll have a meeting at 10 o'clock that morning. Amen? Amen? There's something about being dunked. You know, the baptism is a circumcision done without hands and putting away the sins. It's not only it's an outward expression of what took place inside, but God still does something in the waters. Amen? I'll never forget, I tell this, probably told you many times, but I'm going to tell you again because the Holy Spirit said to. One of our first baptisms here, I had a friend of mine, Randy Wetzel, was on dialysis. His kidneys had completely failed. And I asked him to help me baptize. And when Randy was in the tank in baptism, he said, man, this is weird. Something's happening to my body. You know, you listen to me. And he went back to his doctor, and his kidneys were completely healed. All right? The Lord did it in the baptism tank. He did a circumcision and did a work in his life. Man. And I'll never forget that because God can heal and do what he wants to do anywhere he wants to. I'm not saying that this is the only place that he does it. I'm saying he can do it there if he wants to. He can do it here if he wants to. He can do it back there if he wants to. He can do it out there if he wants to. He can do it anywhere he wants to. Amen? I don't know about you, but that makes me happy. Amen? That he doesn't hold me to a certain place, a certain time. Now, I do have my prayer room, and I do have my prayer closet. I do have the places where I meet the Lord. I met him today on the hill, and he gave me a message for next week at the park this morning. It was really, it's going to be pretty cool. At least I thought it was cool. I don't know what y'all think. Hallelujah. Don't throw rocks at me, all right? But this circumcision comes from the choosing. It's our choice. You know one thing about God, and we have to learn this as children of God. We can't force feed anybody. Hey, parents, how's it working for you trying to force feed your kids and something they don't want to eat? Come on, come on. How's that work? Is it working for you? And the same thing is with the Word of God. We can't force feed anyone. Sometimes we want to try to push it down their throat. We can't push it down their throat. If they're ready to receive it, they receive it. If they're not, pray for them to receive it the next time. Amen. Amen? So there's the choosing to dine. I'm going back to Jeremiah chapter 15. Are y'all with me? I love what the prophet said here because it's so important to decide to dine on God's word. He said, verse 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Now, in my studies of the word, there are some things over time that I was chewing on, but was too hard for me to swallow. So I spit them out, but then I chewed on them at another time. And when I was ready to swallow it, it became life in me, because unless I take it and digest it in my inner being, it's just on the outside, and it's not doing the work that God wants it to do. Amen. Amen. God's work is always from the heart. So the prophet said, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I'm called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Look to the one next to you and say, you're called. You're called. You're called. You're called. Amen. Thank you for answering the call. I'm glad you're not a telemarketer, because I wouldn't answer the phone for you. Amen. But he says for us to decide in Acts chapter 8. Are y'all with me? Don't want to leave anybody behind. We're all on a journey together. There's Philip at Samaria, and he says in verse number 5, he said, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. Man, there's a move of God. There's a great joy that comes in the city. Amen. Amen. So it calls for you and I to determine. To determine. And 1 Peter chapter 1. If you found anything about your pastor... I'm a word man. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And the more word we deposit inside of it and swallow in, it has an effect on us in everything, in every area of our lives. Then all of a sudden, there's something that the word quickens inside of me, and there's some things I can't do in any longer. Amen. But in verse 8, the word of God says this. It says, whom having not seen ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable in a fullness of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. So we have the circumcision. We're being circumcised from the inside by our choosing, which brings us the confidence. I want to speak to you first about the confidence. In Galatians chapter 6, the forbidden. So we'll look at... verse number 13. He says, for neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything or uncircumcision, but a new creature. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Hallelujah. A new creation. Amen. We're walking in the newness of life. Amen. So this brings us to the facts in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians 7. I was reminded of, I'm pretty old, and I was reminded of an old TV show called Dragnet. And he would say, just the facts. Just the facts. Okay. Amen. Remember that? I was around that time. I was just an infant in my mom's womb, and I remember. Boss. verse number 19. The apostle says this, circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Amen. God calls you a child of God. And if I'm called a child of God, I'm acting like a child of God. Amen. I'm not a child of the devil any longer. Amen. He had his time. Now I'm going to give more of my energy to the Lord. Amen. So in 1 John chapter 2, we have the fight. 1 John chapter 2. We'll get deeper and deeper into this stuff, and we'll have some fun with it as we go, too. And we'll just see the Holy Spirit do some good stuff. Amen. The John the Beloved reminds us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. He says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it's the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, and we're not talking about somebody that left the church. We're talking about somebody that left the Lord, okay? People move from church to church and whatever, but, you know, let's not misunderstand that. They went out from us, if they had been with us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they are not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One and know all things. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit. Amen? Jesus said there's different soils. There's seed that fell by the wayside, seed that fell in stony ground, seeds that fell among the thorns. And the thorns choked it out. It talks about seasons where people were serving the Lord and then they fell away. Amen. But he said the good seed are those that produce 30, 60, 100 fold. In other words, we're called to reproduce. Just like man and woman is called to reproduce and bring forth children, as men and women of God, we're called to reproduce spiritual babes for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. And we reproduce by sharing the gospel. Amen. We don't have to touch anybody. We don't have to get close to anybody. We just have to share the word. Amen. It's the word that wins them to him. Amen. So God wants you and I to have confidence in the one that's in us. Amen. And so many times when I was looking at the the Word of God in Romans chapter 11. The Apostle Paul spoke about those that are circumcised, that God pulled it from them and gave it to you and I, to the fullness of the Gentiles comes in, and then he's going to go back to the Jew, and he's going to reach the Jew. Amen? So God says for you and I, let's not judge anyone. Let's love people into the kingdom of God. And when they're ready to receive God's word, they're ready. If they're not, don't try to push it down their throats. I was one of those kids that was raised in church because I wasn't doing what they wanted me to do. Everybody wanted to push it down my throat. Everybody wanted to shove it down my throat. And what happened to me is I ran farther away. The more they shoved and the more they pushed, the farther I ran. And though I come to the point where I recognize that when Christ drew me, there was no holding me back. When the Spirit of God came into my room, there was no way to say no for me. I don't know about you, but when he came in, it was as real as could be. Amen. I knew I was serving the real God that was alive and well. He's alive and well in me. He's alive and well in you. Amen. Amen. So allow God to take that circumcision in your heart. That's where the core of your being, that's where this work begins. Amen. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Can we all just stand? Hallelujah. That's all I got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent this word to each and every one of our lives to accomplish something in every one of us. Your word declares that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Your word has gone forth. So, Father God, we thank you for what it's accomplishing in every heart and every life, Father God. He that's begun a good work in us is faithful to see it through to its completed. You never start something that you don't finish. You are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. So, Father God, we submit our will to you. Not our will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Use each and every one of us for your glory and for your honor and for your praise. And if the Spirit quickens something in our lives that we need to drop or release or get rid of, may we leave it at the altar before we leave tonight. Have your way in every heart and life, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.